The acronym BFF is typically used for best friends forever. It's a very personal thing that likely connects many of us to some pretty fond memories. Here in Omaha, BFF has taken on another meaning, but the feelings involved are pretty similar.
When Benson First Friday started in 2012, it was a monthly art tour around the Benson neighborhood. A decade later, it offers 8 different programs to the community, and recently they've added another.
The BFF Gallery, which is located on Maple Street, which is our first brick-and-mortar location on the main strip.
J.P. Gurnett is BFF's communications director. He says the opening of this gallery represents the beginning of a new era for BFF. The gallery's opening exhibit is a 10-year photo retrospective spotlighting the last decade of art in the Benson neighborhood. Gurnett says he hopes this exhibit will act as a sort of guide for the organization's future.
We're very much about, what are these ideas that artists have? How can we find the opportunities to make these ideas happen? And just how we can continue to just elevate just the art community in Omaha.
Ange Bennett, the gallery's curator, says the process of getting this gallery opened felt streamlined. Gurnett says the efficiency with which the gallery was opened speaks to the organization as a whole.
We can reflect upon where we've come from and really figure out where it is that we want to go as a community. Because right now we really feel like the possibilities are endless.
Outside of the newly opened gallery, BFF's other programs include Pet Shop, which is a studio, office, and meeting space, Nemo, a semi-trailer that functions as a traveling gallery, and several outreach programs. The variety of avenues for engagement, Bennett says, is part of the collective's goal.
It's just all about that opportunity. The collaboration between community and the arts world is very important. And BFF is at the forefront of heading up what accessibility to the arts looks like. And this gallery space is just another opportunity for that.
BFF's values are summed up using an acronym, AEIOU. Gurnett explains that this stands for Advocate for Education, Inclusion, Opportunities, and Unique Experiences. These goals are met in part, he says, due to the fact that BFF is a volunteer organization.
And so we are made up of educators and, service industry folks, artists, community members. And so to me, it's the authenticity is there. We're real people doing real things, and we make real cool stuff also.
Bennett also encourages people to look into those volunteer opportunities, not just for personal individual reasons, but in order to benefit the community as a whole.
Art is in all of the spaces that people like to go. It's not in just the galleries and the museums. And that is the biggest plug of BFF is that we put art in spaces that you want to go.
The BFF Gallery is now officially part of the BFF lineup. You can find more information on the gallery and BFF's other services at bffomaha.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.